This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First, according to KHOU-11, Kanye West attended two services at Lakewood Church on Sunday. The first was a question and answer segment during Lakewood's Sunday morning service, and the second was West's Jesus is King Sunday service experience at 7 p.m. West and his choir performed for about 2 hours during that evening service. It was live-streamed on the church's social media pages and website. Lines of fans wrapped around the block. One attendee, Melanie Rodriguez, said, "We traveled all the way from College Station." Another attendee, Chenedu Aniquata, said, "I'm actually really surprised by the mayhem. I thought people had written Kanye off. I was surprised to see so much support for him tonight." West told the congregation, "The same thing that people are using to say we don't know if he's sincere is what God is using to be able to save more. That you can see how low I had sunk." Osteen said, "One girl had tears in her eyes and said, if Kanye can change, I can change. I think he reaches people we can't normally reach." West told the crowd he's using that reach to spread the church's message. The service was free, but everyone had to have a ticket to get in. Passes on Ticketmaster sold out within 7 minutes. There was no assigned seating for the service. Second, according to Morningstar News, Muslim Fulani herdsmen in north central Nigeria on early Thursday morning hacked an 87-year-old Christian to death with a machete and killed another by gunshot, an area resident said. A group of herdsmen attacked the predominantly Christian Agam village in southern Kaduna State's Senga country at 4:30 a.m., area resident Gabriel Yakubu told Morningstar News by text message. Yakubu said, "Monday, Kura and Emmanuel Agam, both members of the Evangelical Reformed Church of Christ, were killed as they slept in their rooms. It was the first herdsman attack on the village, which is 4 kilometers from the town of Gwantu. The ERCC church is the only church in the village." Third, according to NBC News, a shooting outside an Oklahoma Walmart Monday morning left at least 3 people dead, including the suspected gunman, officials said. A woman and a man were fatally shot in a car, and another man was fatally shot outside of the car in the parking lot of the store in Duncan, about 80 miles south of Oklahoma City, according to the Duncan Police Department. Duncan City Manager Kimberly Meek said that one of the dead people was the suspected shooter. She said police had secured the scene, and investigators do not believe a threat remains. Duncan Police Chief Danny Ford said a handgun was found on the scene and officers were looking for witnesses to the shooting. Fourth, according to Reuters, police in the California city of Fresno were investigating a mass shooting at a football game party on Sunday, in which at least 9 people were shot, killing several with others left in critical condition. Multiple media, including ABC News and CNN, reported 4 people had died and 6 more were hospitalized. Police spokesman Lieutenant Bill Dooley said at a press conference, "This is a mass casualty shooting. We're not releasing the number of the dead. We do have the deceased." A gunman started shooting after entering the backyard of a South Fresno home where a gathering of family and friends was watching a football game after 6 p.m., and neighbors flooded 911 dispatchers with calls for help. The suspect fled the scene, and police were combing the neighborhood for witnesses and possible security camera footage. Fifth, according to Reuters, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg admitted he was wrong to support the stop-and-frisk police practice that ensnared disproportionate numbers of blacks and Latinos, apologizing to a largely African-American church on Sunday as he weighs a presidential bid. "I was wrong, and I'm sorry," Bloomberg told the predominantly black megachurch Christian Cultural Center. His reversal comes as he considers whether to compete for the Democratic nomination for president, a contest in which African-American voters are highly influential. Bloomberg has not formally entered the 2020 race, with the months-long nominating contest starting in February, but he has taken steps to get on the ballot in states with early filing deadlines. The self-made billionaire who served 12 years as New York mayor has long defended stop and frisk as an effective police tactic that saved lives, even after a federal judge in 2013 found it violated the rights of ethnic minorities. Sixth, according to Pitchfork, Kanye West has announced his first ever opera, Nebuchadnezzar. West took to Twitter earlier today to post artwork of a golden program featuring an engraving of the titular Babylonian king. The opera is directed by Italian performance artist Vanessa Beecroft and will take place at the Hollywood Bowl on November 24th. The event will also feature music by Kanye's Sunday Service performers, as well as Peter Collins' Infinity Song. Tickets for the opera went on sale on Monday, November 18th. 7th, according to EEW magazine, get your hot chocolate, snuggly pajamas, and favorite holiday treats ready to enjoy a film featuring Hallmark Channel's new star, Christian actress Tamara Mowry Housley. The 41-year-old confirmed that she is producing and starring in A Christmas Miracle, her first ever Christmas movie for the family-friendly network. The movie debuted Thursday, November 14th, 2019 at 9 p.m. with co-stars Brooks Darnell and Barry Bostwick. The Emmy Award-winning entertainer gushed, "I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to star in and produce my first Hallmark Channel Christmas film. I've always loved the positive message Hallmark movies portray." A Christmas Miracle is filled with so much heart, warmth, strength, and love. What a dream to be a part of this film from the beginning. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.